Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Louise is here. Paulie Shore in the studio. Shows tonight, two tomorrow, one on no Sunday. That's right.
Sorry I didn't eat your barbecue.
That's
I know,
okay,
that sounded a little gay, but
I'm not into it. No, you can
I don't want to eat your barbecue, bro. I'm not into it.
We only have barbecue on Fridays. Our buddies at Hog Wild, but you ate at the hotel, right?
So yeah, I ate at the hotel.
Welcome back, Paulie. Good to see you, man.
Thank you. Colleen, who's the lady that serves me or serves everyone at the hotel?
No, sounds like serves me.
It's Miss Kelly.
She's
Her name
wild.
Is Kelly.
Right. She's wild.
Serves me.
Oh, my God.
All right.
She gets right up in there. You know,
you're traveling
I mean?
By yourself. You still come with a couple.
No,
people.
I ask people to come with me. They don't want to travel with me anymore. You know what I mean? Anyone? I'm like, I'll pay for it. I'll feed you. They're like, no, that's cool.
No, like, come on, we're going. Them.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, we're going to Omaha. They're like, no, that's cool.
You used to bring a feature and everything. Now you just come by yourself. Nobody wants to go with you.
Yeah, it's kind of like at that point, you know.
You don't want to pay for anybody, right?
No,
I wouldn't.
They don't want to see those people anyways.
No, they want to see you.
Yeah, they want to see me, Colleen, and you guys.
That's
so,
right. Paulie Shore with us. Paulie, so. We mentioned earlier this week, actually we didn't mention it when it happened, that Hugh Hefner passed away, and just so happens you're in the studio with us this week, that you knew Hugh for how long?
Yeah, he was,
What was your first time?
I think what we should do is, because I was thinking about this, because you guys like a long-form show.
Yes.
Why don't we just talk about the Playboy Mansion the whole time?
I want to.
You know what I mean?
I
and
got
not
no problem
talk
with that.
About, like, Comedy Store, not talk about...
I wouldn't do that anyway.
MTV, no. Don't talk about...
We don't talk about that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't talk
so,
about that stuff.
Well, growing up as a kid, you know, like everyone else listening to this station, this beautiful station, I'll be at the Funny Bone 2 shows.
Funnybonelaw.com. I'll
sorry,
take care of
sorry,
that.
Sorry.
You sound like a horror plug it.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
plug it for you.
So, no, as a kid growing up, like every other person that's listening to this, we were obsessed with Playboy magazines.
Yes.
That was our era. That was our genre.
Yes,
you know what
it
I
was.
Mean? Like,
right.
Sneak, you take the Playboy, you masturbate, you put it back.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Or you
you
buy
knew
it,
where
whatever.
Your dad hit it.
Yeah.
And you put it back in the proper spot.
Rinse, repeat.
After you were done.
Yeah.
Basically, right.
So, you know, I got so obsessed with Playboy as a kid growing up that we actually, you know, once my brother Peter moved out of the house, I actually took over his room and took over the closet, and I wallpapered my whole closet with Playboy centerfolds.
All right.
And me and my friends used to have, like, masturbation parties. Like, they would come over.
One guy in the closet?
No, we would all be in the closet, and we'd be sitting on the floor foot to foot. You know what I mean? And
that's then
we'd
not all gay.
No eye contact?
And we would hold a magazine, and the second we were about to ejaculate, we'd switch the magazine to get a different visual.
Okay, all right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And then we would, you know, but that
well,
was my
the
life.
Visual- The visual is your other buddy's face, but that's okay.
Yeah. But
you weren't technically in a circle.
We all loved it.
We were in a circle.
Oh, you were.
So
yeah,
how much time after you became famous did you get to go to
Well, let me just you
Okay,
know, let
keep
me
going.
Just
go
get
ahead.
The
go
you
ahead.
Know. So then I became
I'm
famous
tired.
On
I don't
MTV.
Hear anybody ejaculating anymore.
Then I became famous on MTV.
Right.
And well, actually before that, just cuz I grew up out there, I always wanted to go to the Playboy Mansion.
Well, yeah, you grew
back
up.
In the 80s and you know, and I couldn't get in because in order to get in you have to either be really close with Hugh Hefner, or you have to be like a big celebrity, right, or you got to be on the inside. It's like the mafia.
So you tried to find people that
knew. So you have to get an invite.
You have to get an invite.
From Hugh himself.
No, I know you don't want to talk about it.
Or someone close.
But you also had family members that were kind of in the business, including your mom and your dad, and they had no connections at all.
No connections.
Got it. All right.
No.
So your
connection. But my friend Rick Calamari, who used to live there as a kid growing up, he tried to get me in. I remember one time I almost snuck in a trunk of a car.
To get in.
Okay. You know, like in the back of the car. So then finally, I hit on MTV, and I was, popular on MTV. And right. Then the Barbie twins.
Yes.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. called my publicist up, and they said, we want to escort Pauly Shore to the Playboy Mansion.
All right.
For, a midsummer's party.
So that was how old were you this time?
And this was, in the early 90s.
So the midsummer party, that's the big
that's
party.
That's, the big one. Yeah. There was always two parties. There was, the midsummer's party, and then there was the Halloween party.
Right.
Those are the two.
So your first event there, you're a young man, obviously, at this point. Yeah. So
and you have to understand that I've been masturbating to Playboys my whole life.
I understand that, because so was I.
I'm just trying to reacquaint the people that are listening.
All right.
In a circle with your friends.
Okay. To get back in the
mix.
We got it.
I did it by myself.
So there was a limo. They picked me up. The Barbie twins had their own limo.
Right.
And I'm in the back. I have photos of the whole thing.
Excellent.
Know? Yeah, yeah. So I literally, we go up there. And
how old are you at the time?
I was in my 20s.
Yeah. Okay.
So I go up there with them. I walk in with them hand in hand. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a sexual thing.
Right,
it was more friend,
right.
We're having fun or whatever. Mm-hmm. Not that I didn't try to hook up with one of them. She had a penis. But anyways, no, I'm just kidding. No, she didn't.
The one you tried to hook up with.
No. Yeah. So we walked in, and it was oh, my God. Right. You know, it was literally.
The dream come true, right?
Well, yeah, because back then it was so exclusive. So it was. Yeah. It was basically. I'd have to say.
So you besides women, you saw famous people.
Wait,
let me
finish. Let me finish.
Well,
I have to
me.
Say 30 chicks to one guy.
Whoa.
At least, and these are all 11s, and this was very exclusive.
Man,
you know what I mean. So the guys were full on half sidekicks or celebrities
or people you really knew when you looked at them. You looked at them. Okay. Yeah. And at this point, you're pretty famous.
And it was
yourself.
OJ, Alan Thicke, all these people that are dead and in prison. Right. So,
and you.
Yeah.
So how easy was it to hook up at the, and this is the thing we always hear different stories about. I mean, was it picking people out, or you still had to make time with people and they had to be impressed?
Well, I don't want to really say those stories because I have a girlfriend and I don't want to disrespect.
Shut up.
Okay, so there's this.
Then we're going to have to talk about the stuff you don't want to talk about.
Yeah. Okay, you had sex at the Playboy Mansion. I get it, but was it as easy as you think it is, as we think it would be?
I don't want to compare me to other people.
Well, I do. How about you?
Well, for me?
Yeah. In your early 20s, you were Pauly Shore.
Yeah.
You had women dripping over your other places, so why wouldn't it be the Bunny Ranch? Excuse me, not the Bunny Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch is a great place. We should talk about that next.
Well, we know Dennis. He's calling Monday, by the way.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So was it easy for you?
Yes.
Score.
Yeah, but my
yes.
thing was always babes, though. Ask Colleen. It's right. I've been coming to this club for years.
I know.
MTV, that was always my, I won't say my shtick,
right,
but my thing was always been hanging out with babes.
Right.
So it was.
Good
it
for
was,
you.
Yeah,
it was
cool.
Good for you.
Yeah,
now,
was
Hugh always cool with you? Did he mingle?
It's one of those things that he knew I was there, but I didn't really go to talk to him. If there was a natural kind of moment, mm-hmm. I would go say hi to him.
Yeah.
But I would never go out of my way to talk to him.
Because you don't want to be bugging anybody,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
The time you bug somebody.
It's walking on eggshells there, you know what I mean?
Because, and you're also not a contemporary. He's a much older man than you. He's a famous man at this point. And you make him mad, you might not be allowed back in the bunny, excuse me, at the play.
Dennis is going to be calling on Monday.
I know, exactly. Yeah.
did you interact with any famous people at the Playboy Mansion?
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'd have to say Willie Nelson was there.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. No, Bill Cosby.
All right.
I told him what to do with the babes.
You're naming murders, rapists, and dead guys so far. How about somebody
else? I told him what to do with the babes. I'm like, just give him some of that sauce. He's like, what do you do with the sauce? I'm like, mix it up in the pudding. You're going to eat in the pudding. And now he's mad at me. He's like, bro, don't get mad at me. I was just trying to get you babes.
So it all started Pauly Shore. I got it.
You created a monster.
So we talked about the episode of the Entourage, which is based on the Playboy Mansion, where you get kicked out.
Yeah.
That was a great episode, you know.
That was fun.
Who's pissed at you? Oh, it's Dylan. Yeah, Dylan's pissed at you, right?
Yeah, it's like a nice
Johnny Drama.
Kevin Dillon. Kevin Dillon was pissed at you in that episode there. So, were you shocked?
I got a really funny Hefner story.
Let's hear
it. This is a really good one. So one time, so just let me break it down. So there was always like, first of all, just so you know, I went up there for 20 years straight,
man.
Or 25 years straight.
Man.
How
and,
often?
And I would cancel.
Well, you're always in photos. Like you're once, always yeah. in photos of the Bunny Ranch.
Once a month?
Me, Jesus.
No.
The Playboy Mansion.
No, the way it would work, it was like there was always two major parties a year. It was the Midsummer's party, and then it was the
Halloween
party.
Right.
And then there was like Sunday fun days and, and like Easter egg hunts and different things, and movie nights. I went to a lot of movie nights like that.
So 20 years.
So people are always like saying, why do you go to the Playboy Mansion all the time? You know what I mean?
Who says that?
Well, because I was always known for going up there.
You like, were.
You know
were.
What I mean? Like that was my thing. And I was like, because this is going to end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This isn't going to be forever. And
That's
this
true.
Is like an opportunity. And it's like, you know, it's legendary and it's beautiful women and it's
right.
Hefner and it's
and
this
it
exclusive
end.
Club. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My friend actually bought the Playboy Mansion.
Is that the guy? Cause they, cause
my
they,
friend Darren.
I was going to say.
I got
yeah.
a whole story with these guys.
It's been bought and he was allowed to live there until he passes away, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah, well, he passed away.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So what happens now?
Darren
redecorate.
Moved yeah, yeah, Darren moved in yesterday.
He's the day in. After he's gone? Okay.
Yeah. No, right. he's him
Who
and
bought
his,
it?
Him and my friend Darren.
Where's that guy get his cash?
Well, him and his family are like very rich.
Got it, yeah. got it. Okay, so.
Does it need redecorated? Is it a little out of date?
I don't know. It's pretty much the way it was for many years.
Okay, yeah. pretty much. Well, okay.
That probably needs
an upgrade, maybe. Okay.
Son of a prominent Greek billionaire, co-owner of Twinkie Maker Hostess.
There you go.
I got a great story about these guys.
Okay, let's hear this guy.
Why don't we come back to that? Weren't we on
No, you know, you're doing the Hefner story. You said you had a funny Hefner
story. Oh, yeah, the funny Hefner story.
Let's
okay, so there was a part, like a, was a Sunday, I think it was a, yeah, I think it was a Sunday event. It was either a Sunday fun day event or maybe it was a 4th of July party. Anyways, he always had, like at the parties, he always had like a nice display of food.
Right.
Kind of like you guys with your barbecue.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
A lot of hog wild laying around.
Yeah,
right.
So lobsters and stuff like that.
Right.
So anyways, my mom had started to get sick.
Got it.
You know what I mean? My mom had been sick for a while or whatever. And she was, you know, I'd always stop by my mom's, you know, on Sundays and stuff like that. And so there was all this food there and everyone kind of ate already. And I was like, I don't want to disrespect Hefner. Mm-hmm. You know, I even wanted to be cool. You're not allowed to take food from the Playboy Mansion like home.
I wouldn't think so.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, but there's to-go things. You guys have to-go things.
Oh, you're allowed to here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this would kind of like keep me from having to stop by like a Jewish deli.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Help
or stop
yourself.
By.
So you know? Think you're going to take some and drop off on your mom. So what happens?
So he says no.
Did you ask?
Of course.
Him personally or somebody else?
Personally. Or I think it was him personally, or I asked someone to ask him. Yeah, that's what it was. My friend Ron Smith. I'm like, hey, like I want to take some food home for my mom.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's all this food here. Can you please ask Mr. Hefner if that's cool?
Right.
And then they came back and they said, no, it's not cool. And I was like, you're kidding, right? And he's like, no, we're not kidding. Like, you can't take home. I'm like, she's sick. You know what I mean? I don't want to stop by the Jewish deli, you know? And they're like, no, you can't take it home. I'm like, you're kidding, right? And they're like, no. I'm like, okay. And I think I got banned for a little after that.
You just could.
Just for asking for food.
That's what I want to know is when you go to the Playboy Mansion, is there a guy out front with a list? So you, even when there was a party, you just couldn't show up at the party, right? Even though you were Pauly Shore, you had to be on a list,
you know,
right?
The last time, not one of the last time I was there, but I saw Donald Trump there about 3 years ago.
Has Trump mentioned anything publicly about you?
No.
Jesus.
Well, he's dealing with tornadoes and NFL things.
He's not you're right. He's dealing with NFL things.
It's like a little big, you know,
yeah, we know
more
he is.
Fish to fry.
Right. Yeah. So you saw him there? Trump.
Yeah, I saw him there. I said hi to him there, you know.
Bunch of ladies hanging around him?
He was kind of scouring the premises.
Have you ever
kind
tried
of buzzing around.
Did you ever try to do Celebrity Apprentice?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, you were never on it, but I mean, did anybody ever try to get you on that?
Uh-uh.
All right, good. All right.
He's holding out for Dancing with the Stars.
Are you going to do that?
I don't think so. No. I wouldn't do that either.
Did you ever just grab random vaginas? Because you can do that when you're famous.
Yeah, he did. But he's not the president.
Oh, did he do it?
No, did you?
Well, he said you could.
I heard, I was talking to, it was funny because I was talking to a friend the other day. I think he used to go out with a couple playmates.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Of course he did. I don't want to talk about him anyway. I want to talk about Hefner. All right.
Yeah.
So Hefner, and then you said this, you know the guys that bought this, right?
Yeah, my friend Darren and Evan, yeah.
How do you know a Twinkie guy?
Funny story. I thought I heard something. I was, this was probably about 15 years ago, maybe more than that, maybe 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. I get a call from, this is a fun story. I get a call from a producer, mm-hmm. and they said they want me to star in some film.
Got it.
Right? So they bring me down to the Sunset Plaza. We have lunch there. And then I said to them, like, who's financing this thing? It was like an independent film. They're mm-hmm. like, they said, have you ever heard of, you know, Twinkies and, you know, Pabst Blue, or what was it? Goulden's Mustard and all that. And
yeah.
He's the youngest billionaire. You know, tycoon.
Got it.
And him and his family, they own this. So I get on the phone with my friend Evan. You know, he's 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he says to me, he says, you know, screw the film. He goes, you want to come to Greece with me and my family this summer?
The kid's 16.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. So I said, okay.
But he's also the son of a billionaire running the company, but he has a title in the company at 16.
Yeah, his dad made him like the youngest tycoon. Yeah.
He's 16.
He's a good kid.
I'm sure he is. He's not a kid anymore, obviously.
Well, that was daddy's little tax write-off there.
Did he actually run things at 16?
Yeah.
Like want to make movies with Pauly Shore?
Well, think about young entrepreneurs. It's not like you haven't heard of like young piano players.
Well, yeah,
young...
but, yeah, sure. I understand that, but somebody giving you the money doesn't
Mark
mean...
Zuckerberg. I mean, he was a kid when he came up.
So that's true. But 16... Was he a real prodigy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So
smart, very smart. Him and his brother, very smart. So,
did they make the movie at all?
Yes. No, we didn't make the movie. Mm-hmm. So, like 6 months later, I get the call, and his, you know, they fly me on a plane, like an American airline flight from LA to New York. And then there was a private plane, his private plane from New York to Connecticut.
All right.
So I land in Connecticut, and him and all his 16-year-old friends. They run
and at
on
this
the
point,
plane.
Even 20 years ago, you're not 16 anymore. So.
They run on the plane, uh-huh. and they're like, see, I told you I'd bring him here. You thought I wouldn't bring him here.
Oh.
Right?
Kind of so
like
they
the
all
toy.
Love Pauly Shore.
Yeah,
you
like
are the toy. You're the toy.
Yeah, like the toy. Because they all saw Biodome and all my movies growing up and all that. So, you know, an hour later, they get off the plane. Me and his brother, Darren, and his mom and his father, and I think their friend, Jamie, we all flew to Greece. Yeah, we flew to Greece.
So you were the toy.
Yeah.
Did you have to be? Did you have to dance for him?
Yeah.
Like, were you getting tired of that?
Yep.
Yeah.
So we flew to Greece and we had a beautiful time and we've been friends ever since.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
They're good guys.
And now he's a grown man. So
yeah.
All right. And they bought the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
And they're gonna live there?
I don't know what they're going to do. I haven't really talked to him about it.
All right.
You know, so.
All right. Is Hef's son? He runs that place now, right?
I'm not quite sure.
His son looks just like him.
Yeah, I always hear stories about Cooper, like what his position is there, but I haven't talked to him either, so I don't know.
All right.
But I know Hef's got a good place for his grave. I mean, he's right,
right next to Marilyn Monroe. We mentioned that the other day. Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Pauly Shore with us. Pauly also got a funny video out there that was on Funny or Die. Well, you play Stephen Miller from the Trump administration. And when you put that in the social media, I checked it out. It's very funny. They called you for that? Because I thought maybe you just put that together yourself.
No, they called me for that. Yeah.
Did they think you looked like Stephen Miller, except with put a bald wig on or something like that?
I guess. I mean, you know, I work with Funny or Die a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of videos. I did Anthony Weiner on there as well.
That's right. You did resemble Anthony Weiner.
I can see that.
And then
so I have another sketch with them coming out, I think, this week or next week, called Silver Lake Vice Squad, which is with myself, Jay Moore, Bobby Lee, and an actor, Richard Schiff from Ballers.
And that comes on
this week, which is a really great sketch that we did. And then, they called me for that.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Funny or Die is a great site. But they do some great work, too. You did Stephen Miller and that Nazi who's in the Trump administration. Yeah, he's hilarious. Exactly.
He's like a Jew from Santa Monica.
I know. He is.
He's hilarious.
You're right. But he's a right-wing freak, and his parents weren't right-wing.
Funny.
I read a whole article about that guy.
Yeah.
What a nut job.
Yeah, but I'm messed up because they haven't put him back on the air.
They haven't?
No.
Oh, that's
ever since I did that sketch.
That's true. You could have played him in SNL.
Exactly.
Right.
So he screwed up my career. He made my career back, and then he screwed it up. But also, the thing is, like, I think what happened is right after that, John Kelly took over.
Yeah, he did.
And John Kelly's said, like, no shenanigans.
Right.
No shenanigans around here because they got rid of Scaramucci, and this guy, like, on camera is silly.
That's right.
You know,
and Melissa McCarthy's career, she's done now.
Yeah.
Because they got rid of
Spicer.
They got rid of Spicer,
yeah,
exactly.
If you're part of the Trump administration, you probably won't last long.
No, but it's true, though, because, Paul, you're right. When I saw you as Stephen Miller, I'm thinking, hey, this is...
This could be a run.
This could be a run. This could be a run.
And John Kelly showed up.
He did that. He did the conference that you parodied, and he was just a complete Nazi and like hated on the poor and something. And this guy can't be on camera again.
Yeah, the only guy with any job security playing someone from the Trump administration
is
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin, exactly.
Trump ain't going anywhere.
Pauly Shore. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. See Pauly tonight. Two shows, handful of tickets tonight, right, Carl?
Yeah, get your tickets online.
All right.
Won't be at the box office.
Pauly Shore with us.
I might do shows outside, though, too.
All right.
That's news to me.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.